Mr. Speaker, Michigan has had some tough times lately. Flint and now Kalamazoo, which was rocked this past weekend by just a terrible random act of violence that took 6 lives. So I rise today with my Michigan colleagues to offer support and encouragement for the victims' friends and family. We should continue to keep them in our hearts and our minds, and I want to thank the countless folks on the front lines who helped prevent this tragedy from, yes, even being worse. The swift actions of those on the ground deserve to be commended, particularly the sheriff from Kalamazoo County, led by Sheriff Richard Fuller, Kalamazoo Public Safety Chief Jeff Hadley, and Mayor Bobby Hopewell. I would ask my colleagues and those who hear this message across the country to pray for the families of the 6 victims and the recovery of the 2 injured, including 14-year-old Abigail Koff of Battle Creek, who is fighting for her life, and Tiana Carruthers of Richland Township, who put herself in front of 2 children and was shot multiple times. It's heartbreaking, but we know that our Kalamazoo community can and will recover from the tragedy, but we will never forget what happened. Remember the lives of Mary Lou Nye of Baroda, Mary Jo Nye, Dorothy Brown, and Barbara Hawthorne of Battle Creek, and Tyler Smith and his dad, Richard Smith of Mattawan. This tragedy will not define us, it will not divide us, and it will not defeat us. We are Kalamazoo. With that, I ask that the House pause for a moment of silence in honor of those impacted by this very tragic event.
All rise.